I could live the rest of my life on this beach. Warm, peaceful, beautiful. I never get tired of coming here. It's the end of season one of Scams and Cons, and that's why I'm here.
May I get you a drink?
I'll do another Mai Tai. And could you please put another of those little umbrellas in it? I really love those things. You're going to roast a pig just down the beach tonight. Fresh pork, cooked over an open fire, pineapple juice and coconut rum. Bet I'll sleep well tonight. As I was saying, this is the end of season one, and believe it or not, I've already begun working on season two. It should be ready to go in February. We'll have stories about pet scams, long cons, art scams, and a lot more. Thank you. Oh, and here's a tip.
Thank you.
Ah, this is great. I have a fresh drink with two umbrellas. When the sun comes around just right, I have an appointment with a nap. Now, before I go, I'd like to ask a favor, and I promise I won't ask for money. What I'd really like is more listeners. I really do appreciate that you're listening and subscribing. That's what makes the work gratifying. We've had well over 20,000 downloads so far, and the monthly numbers are climbing quickly. What do you know? This thing may catch on. So if you're enjoying this, please tell your friends. Go on Facebook, Twitter, or your platform of choice and recommend Scams and Cons to others. And like you've heard every other podcaster say, please give us a high rating wherever you listen to us. Having said that, I'm lousy at social media, but I pledge to do better on Facebook. My handle there is AreYouTheMark. Leave whatever comments or suggestions you may have. I'll read them and likely respond, unless you're being a jerk, and then I'll just block you. Now, the ice is melting in my drink, and the sun is about 5 minutes away from perfection. I need to get back on schedule. Have a great holiday season, and I'll see you next year. Stay safe.
Yeah, man.
Twenty-four hours ago, I found out the person that I'd been dating and seeing for the last 6 months as a con man.
That is my sister, Emma. Andrew Tonks's lies had been so convincing, she'd invested $300,000 with him. However, the tables were about to turn on Andrew. What he didn't know was that Emma had discovered his real identity. But to get any chance of justice, Emma had to act like it was business as usual. Coming up in this series,
and that's when murder, all this stuff goes through my mind. I'm really, really scared.
I'm assuming Sarah has watched too much Netflix and figures I've been defrauding you. Couldn't be further from the truth.
That's what this was, a real life story that seems so unbelievable, but it was actually true.
A true story that all starts with one simple swipe to the right. I'm Sarah Ferris.
And I'm Emma Ferris, and this is my story, Conning the Con.